I met Jerry the first time I played him, Grateful Dead, and didn't really know who he was or anything. You know, I just knew Bill at the time, and we just all played. He was amazing. And that was until the next day and the day after and the day after that and after that. You know, I woke up the next morning in a closet somewhere. You know, and that was it. I was in the band. Jerry was always a good friend of mine. You know, we shared a lot of common interests. He encouraged me in my, for all my enthusiasms outside of the Grateful Dead, like, music, the world of music and recording and all that kind of stuff. And so he was a great catalyst for a lot of the extra stuff that I was doing outside of the Grateful Dead. He always encouraged that. So, yeah, he was a great overall guy, funny guy. Jerry was a consummate musician, you know, he really had to play guitar. It was very much a habit. And, he was free and he was fluid, and he had a lot of great sense of humor when he played. He was light and dark. He was all the shades in between. So, and he was always in my left ear, and he deafened me. Thank you, Jerry. And Jerry was very much into the improvisational moment. He kept playing on and on and on, so he played longer and longer and longer. And then we finally, you know, created Grateful Dead music. And that was because of the improvisational factor. Everybody liked to go long. Go long. That's what we did. Go long. I think Jerry would really like to have been here today. You know, this is the perfect time for a party for him. He would have played every song, you know, and given everybody else most of the solos. Because he would be very gracious and kind. I think that he would have really enjoyed seeing the legacy go on to the younger musicians, which will then carry it yet again to the next generation and the generation afterward, for the idea of the Grateful Dead's music being propelled into the next generation now is a real thing. Yeah, Jerry was a kind man, and he was gentle, and he was always for the underdog. He was very smart and funny. Really, we laughed our way across America and back many times. So it was just it was work, but it was the best work that could ever happen to me. So he was a great hand. It was really cool. That's the things I remember. And of course, you know, the guitar is always ringing in my left ear. And there's nothing like a Deadhead. You know, they made themselves. They created themselves. We didn't create them. You know, you were a card-carrying Deadhead, but you didn't have to join anything except enjoy the music and the community. So it was a great army that was formed from free tape exchange and all that. So all I can say to the Deadheads is thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you, we would be